This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The President of the United States. Fellow Jamaicans, your nation is in a crisis. The Decepticon variant Hobo 19 is still killing fat people. Inflation is destroying our fart jars, and now that Ukraine is being sexually raped. That is why I've asked Congress to order a full-scale attack on Joe Rogan. Not Joe Rogan, the Russian guy. The guy with the shirt. Pootie Tang, man. He's a bad dude. We gotta come together, man. Get this guy. He's got our cranes. He's got all the cranes. We need him for the better build back. The better build back better plan, man. You say it three times fast, pal. You say it. God, piece of shit guy over here. Anyway, let's start the show.
That may be one of the funniest clips I've heard in a long time. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That was a guy playing Joe Biden hysterical. Wow. There should be a law against Democrats, folks. A law against them. This is a dude mocking Joe Biden, and he nailed it. I mean, did you listen to some of the things that he said? As he was making fun of the old clown, just mumbling and going off on tangents. Can you imagine what we would really get to see if they were to tell the truth about what this clown says on a daily basis, what he does, how they keep him from walking into the closet to give speeches or whatever. I don't know what he does, to be honest with you. Anyway, as I said earlier, there should be a law against Democrats. Forget raining frogs or rivers turning to blood. There is no pestilence on earth worse than Democrats, worse than leftists. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Thanks for being a part of the program today. I hope we entertain you. By the way, I was talking to one of my buddies over the weekend. We were going over some data. His name is Stu, and Stu is part of my cigar club, and I communicate with these guys periodically, and I'm due to get down there. I will be down there in March, guys. I can't get there in February. Got a funeral. I got a host of other things, a trip planned with some very close family, friends, and stuff. But I will be there in March, and I've got to go to the – I haven't forgotten about the fish tacos, Bob, and I haven't forgotten about the golf, Stu, and then Mark and others. So we are going to do this, and then I've got some business to take care of. But I just want everybody to know we do communicate, and I'm glad when we communicate and keep in touch. And things are looking up. I got to tell you, the numbers are looking up. So many great things are beginning to happen. That 2022 is going to be one heck of a year. And part of it is because we are such good, righteous people, flawed and not worthy of the glory of God or the grace there that he gives us every day. But you know what? We do deserve it in the sense that God shines. He puts that grace on us. He says it's okay. But these leftists, these godless anti-Americans, they are in for one heck of a bad year. And it is only the beginning. I'm so glad we got in front of this stuff. Correct me if I'm wrong, folks, but we weren't hearing the word inflation during the Trump era, were we? Also, I'm going to tell you something else, a word that we did not hear when you were speaking of Donald Trump or Republicans in general. You did not hear dementia. Don't get fooled by the news media, folks. They may not be talking about this stuff, but they're thinking about it. I don't want you to remember this. I want you to consider what I'm about to tell you and consider it carefully. Where's Kamala Harris? Where's talk of the Democrat bench? Who's going to follow Joe Biden? Where's talk of 2022 in any way that's good other than them backing away from this woo flu nonsense that they know they can't get away with anymore? Where is it? Where are any of those things? Where's Fauci the fraud? You know what he's doing? He's now, well, you know, now that the data is now doing this, they're all talking about how the numbers are going down. You know what else is going down? Leftist. I'm thinking, folks, there's a correlation between dementia and inflation. It's called Bidenflation. Now, I ask you again, and I've asked this many times on this very program, what has Biden done correctly? What has he done right? Have you heard leftists trying to defend Biden? It's like listening to a three-year-old give you an excuse about how they didn't break the lamp that they broke. Well, you know, so I ran by it and it broke, but I didn't break it. You know what I'm saying? If you've raised little chitterens, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And here's what's funny. Biden's got Americans on welfare lines. He's got to give out more SNAP cards, but he gives the Taliban $7 billion. It isn't enough that he left $80 billion of hardware over there. He's already shipped a bunch of money. Oh, and let me tell you what that $7 billion is for, in case you didn't know. It's for hostages. That's what it's for. How much money is Joe Biden and these leftist dementos going to give for hostages over the period of the next, year? However long Biden's able to survive? Have you seen the man? Have you seen him in front of the camera when he's cantankerous and his brain disease kicks in and he gets all mad? And it's like that dude that we played at the very beginning, the comedian that's talking about Joe Biden. The rambling old fool that, you know, they probably got to lock the doors from the outside just to make sure that Biden doesn't get out of the house. Secret Service at every door going, don't let Joe go out and make sure you get to the tunnel. It's fun to watch. And meanwhile, while all that's going on, you know what else we're starting to talk about? We're talking about the Clintons again. We're talking about the Durham report. What have we found out about Michael Sussman? Yeah, let me give you some headlines of what we're seeing just on the Clintons. Here's a couple of headlines. Hillary Clinton ties to Russiagate and other commentary. That was in the New York Post. John Durham accuses DOJ watchdog of withholding info in Russia probe. Clinton campaign paid to infiltrate Trump Tower, White House servers to link Trump to Russia. This is apparently from the Durham report. So let me tell you what you're going to learn about. I don't even want to go into the details. I have the notes. I know. My producer's like, you have the notes. I know. I don't want to go through the notes. Let me tell you what you're going to learn about from the Durham report. You're going to learn that Hillary Clinton colluded with other members of Barack Obama's government in order to make Trump look guilty of doing something illegal with the Russians. That's what you're going to learn. And it's not a single person. It's a bunch of people that did it. Now, the question is, what's going to happen? For me, don't know, don't care. But I'll tell you this, yet again, we will be vindicated.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats reluctantly are returning the world to normal as it pertains to the Wu flu. They fought so hard, folks, and they almost won. And what a victory we have in figuring out all the things that we fought against. I mean, we fought against the New World Order at every level and continue to, quite honestly. But as you contemplate that, the fact that we've won this little micro battle, I ask you this. Are you ready for the next assault? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to get signed up to get our gift to you if you decide you want to join us and get our information directly, because let's face it, they do not want me to get out. I'm a dangerous man. And it's true. They'll let other people get out there because they say, oh, these are the people that are going to lead the way. Let me tell you something. If people listen to this program, and I know many who do. I know people who listen to the program, then they go back and listen to other. They're like, this dude is really bright. I'm going to go back and listen to old shows. And you know what they find out? It's not a fluke. You didn't just happen upon the show one time and have a stroke of genius. No, every word out of my mouth is ordained by our maker, our creator, the good Lord. No matter what religion you profess to be, if you are a Christ follower, if you believe that there's a heavenly being that guides what we do, I promise you, you will understand that these are not my words. I'm not professing to be some preacher. I ain't Billy Graham. But I get the word out. And I'm going to tell you, I believe when it's all said and done, I'm going to tell you, my kids are going to be getting royalties over this radio show at some point. Somebody going to make some money on my radio show. It may not be me, but that's okay. Glad to be here with you. Anyway, we have a few chuckles, but the chuckles belie what's the truth underneath it, which is what I love about what I do. Now, I don't know why God programmed my brain to look at things, snicker at it, but it has a deep impact underneath. But that's the way he did it. Let's get back to these Democrats. So when their backs are against the wall, here's what I will tell you. They never quit fighting. I will give those sissies credit for that. Those little pansies, those little eunuchs, they will fight to the death. Now, the only time they fight to the death is when they feel like the odds are overwhelmingly in their favor. And that's what they believed. Over the last three decades or so, they have done everything to stack the deck in their favor. I mean, if you went into their lair, you would see all kinds of things. You'd see people who were targeted individually. You would see systems under attack, institutions, if you will. And you'd see how they're going to go about it. Dumbing down of the electorate. Asking you for money so they can dumb down your kids. I told you guys in the education system, the schools aren't even worried right now. You want to know why? They're not worried about unions and any of that stuff. They gave COVID funding to schools. These schools are flush with cash. But wait until that runs out. Now, here's the problem. We think we're getting a wrangle on education, but they have all this money. When that money runs out, they will come up with another scheme to give more money. And here's what I can guarantee you. Your kids are not being thought of. They're not like, you know, let's give more money and then, you know, the kids are going to do better and they're going to get smarter and all that. Let me put it to you this way. If you want your kid to be smarter, do you not think there's a plan? Do you really believe that there's some mystical, magical way for your child, your student, to be smarter than a parent saying, come home, let me look at your homework, let me look at the curriculum, and I'm going to make sure that if I agree with it, you follow it, and you do your homework, etc. There is no better education than a parent guiding their child. I'm talking about informal K-12 education, and even if you have it, beyond that, helping the child when they get to, quote, higher ed. And it doesn't mean you have to be the best student yourself. In other words, you don't have to be a PhD to help your college-age student. You might help your college-age student learn how to study, how to retain information, how to connect the dots on information. You don't have to know any of that. The best tennis player isn't usually the coach. You get what I'm saying? I'm just trying to help you people out. So anyway, I say to Americans around the world, because of Democrats, because of how violent they are, get your bug out bag ready. Because don't think for one second the Democrats are going to save you. If you're an American in Ukraine right now, as an example, do you really believe Biden can get you out safely? Why do you think these knuckleheads are, listen, you better get going. I'm telling you right now. Despite the Taliban butt kicking, Captain Demento publicly took from the Taliban, he thinks he performed admirably in Afghanistan. Yeah, if you like gay political porn. And this was with Trump having prepped this dude, the entire deal, prepped it for success. Biden threw out Trump's playbook and then decided to shoot his political porno for all the world to see. Wakak. Hey, look at the Joe Biden. Hey, you look good in those jeans, Joe Biden. Come over here, little American man. You. So now Biden has an evacuation of his own creation, folks. I remind you. I remind Americans listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, under President Trump, Vladimir Putin dare not threaten to invade Ukraine. Now, on the subject of evacuation from Ukraine, here's what the New York Post wrote. The White House has signed off on a Defense Department plan for U.S. troops stationed in Poland to help Americans flee Ukraine if Russia invades. As the Biden administration tries to avoid a repeat of the Afghan withdrawal debacle. What's funny, though, Joe Biden, if you listen to him, he actually believes that he did a good job getting out of Afghanistan. But now he's telling, we will put the troops that are stationed in Poland, we'll go get them, blah, blah, blah. Some of the approximately 1,700 paratroopers with the 82nd Airborne who arrived in Poland last week will soon set up tent camps, checkpoints, and other facilities to house Americans inside Polish territory. Can you believe this is what they are talking about doing in modern times with America's top military? I mean, supposedly we have the best military in the world, and we got a new tuck, tail, and run strategy for Afghanistan. This is unbelievable. The U.S. troops will not enter Ukraine, but will provide logistics support and help coordinate the departure of Americans from Kiev and other cities, most likely by land without military support. Now, look, this isn't going to be like Afghanistan because it's a little bit more civilized, but it's only going to be a hair better. Can you imagine if Donald Trump were this were the news report for Donald Trump, what the press would be saying about him? They'd be calling him the coward that he is. He can't get American people out without warning and saying, look, you're going to be on your own if you don't do it. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, now says the full-blown phase of the coronavirus pandemic could be ending very soon. Fauci said the combination of COVID-19 vaccines and treatments and immunity from prior infections could make the virus much more manageable going forward. He said in the coming months, more and more decisions on masking and other restrictions will be made on the local level and that local governments should feel comfortable to be able to remove those mask mandates extremely soon.
although many states already have.
Commercial chicken flocks in Kentucky are testing positive for a highly lethal form of bird flu, widening an outbreak that threatens the United States poultry industry. Infections in the chickens that are being raised for meat are set to trigger more restrictions on U.S. poultry exports with buyers like China and Korea. The disease is hitting the market hard as poultry supplies are already down due to strong demand and labor shortages. This is USA Radio News. A new NASA telescope is giving us photos, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
NASA has published some of the first recognizable photos taken from the James Webb Space Telescope after a 30-day voyage from the launch pad in French Guiana to an operational orbit about 1 million miles from Earth. It spent weeks maneuvering and deploying hundreds of mechanical parts. The telescope has finally unveiled its first image from space, including an unexpectedly recognizable view of its vast primary mirror, or what the kids would call a selfie. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Free agent NFL running back Adrian Peterson was arrested after the Super Bowl following an apparent domestic violence incident with his wife, Ashley. The Los Angeles Airport Police Department said the incident happened on a flight that was leaving LAX for Houston. The plane had left the gate but was forced to return due to the verbal and physical altercation. Following an investigation, Peterson was taken into custody. The female victim and other passengers remained on the flight to Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, Democrats, it's okay for you to admit this, what I'm about to tell you next, that Biden did not beat Trump. It's okay now. He's been in it long enough, and you have seen enough. You can really come out now and say, you know what, guys? I'm sorry to tell you, we know he cheated. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Let me tell you, what a fiasco. I really truly want people from the left to call me. I dare you. 844-551-8255. Send me a note at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com so I can absolutely hand you your butts on the Biden situation. We talked about in the first hour the sudden shift in narrative with all this woo-flu stuff. His government is essentially, people are now saying the governors are going, you know what, enough of the old clown, we're going to take control back. Even leftist, Whitmer, Pritzker, all these leftist governors are going, you know what, we better get rid of this woo-flu stuff if we want to keep our jobs. The Democrats are screaming at the old man. Will somebody get his dementia in check? Will they please get this guy off of our backs? You can't run with him. There's no politician on the planet who wants to run with Joe Biden. Says, come on in, let's do a fundraiser. Why would you do it anyway? Well, how many people do you think Joe Biden's going to bring to your event? How many funders do you think he could really bring? The only people that support Joe Biden and the Democratic Party are the people that are in, that are invested in the destruction of America. They'll donate to you. You want to know how you find the anti-Americans? Look at the Democrat donors. Anybody who would give that party a nickel is an anti-American. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. Joe Biden, on every level, is screwing the pooch. Inflation, holy cow. What else is being revealed? Right? We understand that he can't run an economy. But holy cow, do you understand that cars are up, used cars are up 40%? I saw this number and said, this has got to be a typo. Price of gasoline is up 42%. Food, they say, is 7.5%, but I don't believe it. I think it's higher than that. Heating oil, you name it. I'm not talking about, you know, incremental 1.2% or something like that gain, and your salary increases are able to take care of it. You can't make money fast enough. This is, you want to talk about inflationary? Don't be surprised that they're dialing in the numbers. You go to get a bag of chips, and it like it was when I went to Bogota years ago, where they're dialing in the number. You can't tell somebody what something costs day to day. That's where we are right now with Joe Biden. And let me tell you, there's nothing that this guy is going to do that's going to make any sense. Right now, he still wants to vax kids. It'll go away. He wanted vaccine passports, vaccine mandates, all of it's going away. Do you know this? SMIC, the biggest chip manufacturer in China, record profits. We can't even get ICs over here, integrated circuits over here. We can't, the Tesla can't even meet production. Many of these companies can't make their products. I went to look at a computer the other day because my computer is getting a little long in the tooth. And the guy at Best Buy, he's got all these models up, and I see this one model that's really appealing. But he goes, well, you know, you might want to look at this one, and it's like lesser specs or whatever. And I go look at it, and I go, but look, the difference between the cost is minimal. I'd want to get this. He goes, well, we don't have that one in stock. So he's maneuvering me to go get the one that he had in stock because he's bought out of the one that I really liked. That's what they're doing there. Will you settle? That's where Biden is for you. You got grocery stores that can't supply something. I guarantee you there's an empty shelf in your grocery store, more than one. There's many places where they go, we don't have any ketchup. We don't have any of this. There's no soy sauce. You're going, where is it all? Gone. Can't get it. And a host of other things. And then we got Joe Biden wanting to jump on the Canadian trucker thing. Tells Trudeau, you need to get really tough with him. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but I'm just telling you, tell me what he's done where you can look back on and go, boy, I'm so proud of the old man. God, what a great choice. You should have your butt kicked if you voted for Joe Biden. And you should, I'm not talking about somebody do it. I'm not mean-spirited like you leftists. You should do it to yourself. Just save us the time. And you should never be able to vote again if you voted for this clown. The 40 million of you who voted for Biden, you should kick your own butts and you should never let yourself vote again because that means you're that stupid. I'm glad you're with me here, folks, talking about Ukraine. Do you remember, does anybody remember Biden's claim to have wanted to avoid, of what he wanted to avoid, I should say, during the Afghan evacuation? He said he didn't want to send any troops. And what did he end up doing? He pulled out all the troops in advance and then he sent them back. And you know what he's doing right now in Ukraine? He's said, well, let's put some troops on the border of Poland so we can implement our tuck, tail, and run strategy. You know how many Americans are currently stuck in Ukraine? Or I should say live there, but they may be stuck there. 30,000 Americans live in Ukraine. And because Biden's presidency proves more feckless than that of even the waste of space Jimmy Carter, the State Department wants Americans in the Ukraine to begin, in Ukraine to begin leaving the country immediately. They announced this last week. Get out. What the Democrats want to do is they're setting it up to blame anybody left. They'll say, we told you to leave. It's like a hurricane. You had plenty of notice. So if you're stuck, don't expect the government to get you out. We got enough examples of this, folks. The world knows what happens when the Democrat is in charge of our security. Ask Marine Tamaresi, who accidentally went into Mexico, had a firearm that's legal in America. But instead of running across the border in his truck, which is what I would have done, Tamaresi played by the rules and he was stuck there a year under Obama. Obama did nothing. I mean, think of the leverage we had over Mexico and they couldn't get a Marine back. Otto Warren Bier, do I need to remind you of him? He was essentially killed by the North Koreans under Obama. Goes over there, does some stupid, childish stuff, you know, removes a picture of Kim Jong-un or something like this. He gets stuck in North Korea, and effectively, he dies over there. You guys remember? He finally came back home after Trump became president, but he was essentially dead. They had killed him. What about Trump when he got into office? Remember the three black thieves in China? Could have been a huge political incident had it been Biden as a president then. But Donald Trump got those black thieves out of China. Did they thank him? Let me tell you what was the most important thing Trump did. He laid down the gauntlet for countries who felt that if they could just capture an America, they could do it and never have to pay a price. He said, if you do anything to Americans, we're going to get you. And it might not be militarily, but we're going to get you in other ways. By the way, you will never hear the stories that reported about hostages that were returned under President Trump. You know this guy's name? U.S. Navy veteran Michael White. arrested in Iran in 2018, was sentenced up to 13 years in prison. He was visiting a girlfriend he met online. He'd been held in captivity for 683 days. Trump got him back. I bet you don't even know his name. Till I said it, what about Sam Goodwin? He spent 2 months in Syrian custody because he entered the country without a visa. Pretty small thing. Certainly happens in America quite a bit, don't you think? Did the leftists say, get him back? No. Donald Trump got him back. What about Pastor Andrew Brunson? He visited Turkey. He was accused of terrorism and being involved in a 2016 coup. President Trump spoke with Erdogan and got Brunson freed. You remember the Mormon missionary Joshua Holt and his wife? He married this woman while he was in Venezuela, Tamara Candelo. They met and married in Venezuela. Holt got arrested because they claimed he was stockpiling grenades and AK-47 assault rifles. Authorities accused the couple of harboring weapons at the wife's family's home. Holt got imprisoned in Caracas, Venezuela for 2 years. No trial. You want to know who got him back? Donald Trump. Lots of stories, folks. And another story, Pastor Brian Nairn, arrested in India after not declaring, get this, $40 in cash on his way to Nepal. What a ridiculous reason to arrest a United States citizen. But see, this describes the problem when you have weak leadership like that of Obama. Countries will use citizens as pawns. What do you think is going on in Afghanistan right now? So you may not have the numbers, but in all, Trump rescued more than 50 hostages from over 22 different countries. And the fake news media heralded none of them. They did not say a word. The fact is, folks, Trump brought home the largest number of American hostages, more than any other president in the history of the United States. So in case you're wondering why you listen to shows like mine, it's to get real data.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Do you approve of President Biden's job performance? Well, look at how bad these numbers are for the president. Only 4 in 10 Americans, 41% at the moment, approve of his job performance. Nearly 6 in 10, 58% disapprove. That's a tough number early in a midterm election year for the president of the United States. Now, why is this happening? This is fascinating. We ask people, what has President Biden done for you that you approve of? 56% of Americans, nearly 6 in 10 Americans. That means a decent amount of Democrats said nothing. They disapprove of everything that has happened. Now, yes, the president would say, we passed the rescue plan. We passed the bipartisan infrastructure plan. It is not sinking in out in America. 56% of Americans say nothing. They disapprove of everything that has happened so far. 15% say the president has helped with the economy. 6% say the coronavirus. See here, personal traits, foreign policy, other issues. But that is a stunning number of the failure to communicate the legitimate successes of the Biden administration. And without a doubt, the COVID pandemic is dragging the president down. His standing on COVID is underwater. Why? Look at this. 75% of Americans say they are burned out. 60% say they are angry. 58% say they are worried. Half, 49% say they are confused. 47% do say they're optimistic. So as the numbers come down, maybe the president can turn this dynamic. But right now, you just have a burned out, angry country. It's hard for the president to break through, even if things are getting better. Add to the inflation and the economy. Just look at the line here. The president's approval rating on the economy was 49% back in March. It is down 12 points to 37%. Disapproval in the economy, 44% in March, 62%. That is the toll of inflation right there. The unemployment rate is down. The president did create a record number of jobs. 62% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of the economy because they are paying more at the grocery store and at the pump every day.
In case you're wondering, where's the, but those numbers are better than Trump's. That ain't the case, people. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I'm trying to give you some sanity around why you need to be optimistic and why you need to be doubling down, why you need to be talking to these Biden clowns, every one of them the same way I talk about them. You need to be explaining to them, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Recap. 41% approve of his job performance. I don't believe those numbers. 58% disapprove. What has Biden done for you? 56% say absolutely nothing. But it gets worse. You want to know what they think is good? 15% said the economy. 6% said his handling of Wu flu. And the numbers drop from there. Down to 3%, 2%, 1% of him handling whatever. In other words, statistical zeros. Then, while we're on the subject of Wu flu, for the vax Nazis and the mass Nazis that remain out there to listen to the program, he's underwater. Why? 75% of people burned out, 60% angry, like me, and many of you, 58% worried, 49% confused. Do you understand all those emotions? Why would you be burned out? You'd be burned out because you're not seeing people die. You're not seeing anything that relates to the measures that they took to put us through. And you'd be right for that. 60% angry? You have every right to be angry. You've been stolen from, lied to, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. 58% worried? Yeah, because you don't know, are you going to have a job? Are you going to have to get a shot? Are you going to be able to travel? Can you see your kids? Whatever. All the things that they took away our lives. 49% confused. Why is that number there? Because they're going, wait a minute. You know, I thought you said that it was dangerous. Now you're saying it's not. You told me Omicron's supposed to help me, but you're still looking for cures. You're telling me kids under 5 or 6 need shots when they're the least likely to be killed. There is nothing about Omicron or Wu flu that you hear about the government that gives you any level of common sense and sanity. It's all helter-skelter. It's no wonder half the country's confused. Then they ask about the economy. Joe Biden's out there. We created more jobs. We did this. What was it I was talking about? Tying my shoes and somebody, what, kicking me in the butt? Huh? What are you talking about, your dog face pointy? You know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. His economy is as idiotic as he is, and the numbers prove it. 37% approve of it, even after they try to sell it. Only 37% approve. We created lots of jobs. Yeah, you created jobs because what did you do? You killed all the jobs so you could claim you're creating jobs. That's the Democrat way. So what's the final tally? 62% disapprove of his handling of the economy. Trust me, folks, the fake polls will begin soon. These numbers are what CNN is willing to report. And here's the ruse. They're going to tell you how bad it is before they tell you how great it becomes. That's the Democrat playbook. Just in time for the midterms, they're going to start, gas prices are going to drop, even if Soros has to make it happen at the pump himself. You're going to hear about glorious numbers. They're going to spin numbers, and you're going to sit there scratching your head going, what are you talking about? They're going to try to get the supply chain fixed. And I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I'm just telling you, they're going to lie, cheat, connive, steal. They will do whatever it takes to get them through the midterms. Look at what they're doing now. Who predicted it? Who told you that they would? The biggest issue, the biggest number, 75% of people burned out on this Wu flu nonsense, 60% angry, 58% worried, 49% confused, and you think they're going to let that go? What did I tell you? I told you they must back off. You won, but you haven't won completely. It's only temporary. They still want to get their power base. They want to be able to get you comfortable enough to allow them to, here comes the big word, the word that keeps my show from spreading. You ready? To cheat. They got to get enough sway, enough back, so they can say, look at these numbers. Oh, my gosh, the midterms. Look at how well we did. Oh, man, who would have predicted it? They already skewed the economic numbers. They told us that Biden created 480,000 new jobs. That was the biggest bogus. It was the biggest manipulation of data since the man became, since the man got placed in the office in the coup. Biggest manipulation. But what did it buy him? He supposedly created millions of jobs, to hear him say it, 480,000 new jobs in January. And what did it get him? It got him what I just read to you. What has Biden done for you? 56%, I remind you, of the people said, well, not to go all Edwin Starr on you, but absolutely nothing. Say it again, yeah. War. Huh. Good God, y'all. What is it good for? What is he good for? Absolutely nothing. Nothing will improve for the Democrats. How often have you heard me say that on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? This show. By the way, contact me, 844-551-8255. Tell me how you're living. Tell me, does any of this resonate with you? Do you approve or disapprove of Biden? How many things has Biden done for you? I'm going to tell you right now, I disapprove of Biden. If you ask me, what has he done for me? I say, absolutely nothing. Say it again. And what are my issues? I'm really upset about Wu Flu. I'm not in the I'm burned out, no question about it, but I'm in the angry. I'm in the angry crowd. I'm not only burned out, I'm angry. I'm not worried, and I'm not confused. Where are you? In the economy, do you approve of Biden or do you disapprove? And when you see this 37%, ask you, just take an ad hoc poll, go around and say, hey, just out of curiosity, you living better? Ask your lefty friends. You doing better? You doing worse? How's your job? Did you get the shot? You feel good? None of them can say anything good about this stuff, folks. None of them. I teased earlier in the broadcast that Biden's got lots of problems. The FDA has delayed authorization of Pfizer's Wu Flu vaccine for children under five. Here's what it says. They announced it last week. They're going to postpone it and instead wait for the results of the clinical trials. Now, I wouldn't give my child this shot if you put a gun to my head. And if you tried, if anybody gave my child that shot, you might as well put me in prison. You might as well put me in prison because I'm coming after you. As far as I'm concerned, it's murder or attempted murder. But here's what they went on to say. Based on the agency's preliminary assessment, and to allow more time to evaluate additional data, we believe additional information regarding the ongoing evaluation of a third dose should be considered as part of our decision-making, blah, blah, blah. Children in Pfizer's clinical trials have received one-tenth the COVID dosage given to adults. It doesn't matter. I don't care what amount they were given. It's child abuse. It's experimentation. And it never should have happened. It's a group of people who the likelihood of dying is so remote that they have much better. Your child is more likely to die from suicide, drug abuse, a victim of war than they are to dying of this disease. And we're spending this time, money, and energy on it. Look, there's so many other things to talk about. China is manipulating everything right now. I mentioned earlier that their biggest chip manufacturer showed record profits. Their manufacturing is spinning back up because of Biden, while our guys are spinning down, and I could go on. And we had a lot to cover today. I didn't even get to Durham. I didn't get to the kidnapped journalist, but I got to leave it there.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.